MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Friday, September 8, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Swampscott detective retires. Push for voter ID ballot question. Heat emergency in Lynn.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the high school football season kicks off tomorrow night, and Tom Brady returns to Gillette this weekend. Rick?
Thanks, Bill. Sunny, mid to upper 80s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:06 p.m. Swampscott Police Detective Ted Delano is retiring today. The Daily Item reports that he was honored yesterday for his three decades of service. Delano's father was a firefighter, and his grandfather was also a Swampscott police officer. Supporters of providing photo identification to vote in elections in Massachusetts are looking to have that question put on the ballot for voters to decide. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that Attorney General Andrea Campbell is reviewing the proposal. The town of Danvers will be hosting the second annual celebration, showcasing the tastes, sounds, and other experiences across Latin America and the Caribbean. The event is Saturday, September 23. This is Johan Hunter, one of the organizers of the event.
So the event is called Celebración. It's an opportunity to celebrate emerging Latinx population in the town of Danvers. Obviously, it's free and open to the public. It will be held at the high school. There will be food, music, and activities. We hope to highlight Latin American, Caribbean, and Hispanic identities, showcase the beauty and diversity within these cultures, and foster a sense of belonging through these experiences. Again, the event is free and open to the public, and there will be food trucks, so we encourage those. And events have always been family-friendly for those who...
Hunter was speaking at this week's Select Board meeting in Danvers. In Peabody, the city's Brazilian community was celebrated outside City Hall yesterday morning with a first-time flag-raising to honor Brazilian Day. The Salem News reports that resident Jose Vieira advanced the idea of the celebration, and Mayor Ted Betancourt raised the flag. The 12th annual Beverly Harbor Fest will be held this Sunday from 2 to 5 at Lynch Park. The event will feature lawn games, food trucks, music, and a beer garden at the Carriage House. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox open up a weekend series with the Orioles tonight at Fenway Park. The Patriots host the Eagles Sunday afternoon at 4:25 in their season opener. Tom Brady to be honored this weekend. Today we'll be posting our weekend game night show where we will preview this weekend's area football games. And one thing you know about high school football this season when it opens tonight, it is going to be hot. Yesterday, we talked with Saugus football coach Steve Cummings about practicing and playing in the heat.
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You know, staying on guys to get the fluid in because, you know, by tomorrow, if you're cramping up on the field, tomorrow's too late. You know, so it's about what they've been getting in starting from, you know, we've been hopping on the guys since Tuesday, getting as much fluid in them as possible. So that way they have a lot in the tank because it's you're kind of sweating a lot more than you think. We've been a little bit lucky because we do practice a little bit later in the evening. So our last 2 days we've practiced at 6:30 and the temperature's dropped considerably by the time we get on the field. Like I remember when I got out of school yesterday, it was sweltering. By the time we got on the field a couple hours later, the temperature had dropped a lot. So it was still kind of hot, but it wasn't anywhere close to what it was at 3:30. So we've lucked out a little bit. But again, with us, it's just making sure guys are keeping track of what they get in their body, making sure that they're, you know, ready to go for Friday night because the heat is going to play a factor. And I think with us and Chelsea, when you have like 35 to 40 guys, it could end up making a huge difference in the game if you don't prepare the right way.
Saugus High football coach Steve Cummings. This week, we have some great podcasts up on our website, the Salem News Sports Writers, the North Shore Sports Desk, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and a bunch of local football coaches. So check them out here on msonewsports.com. We appreciate you listening to our daily news podcast. Have a great weekend. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.